The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bishunny Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now, this episode is called Extra Extra. Yeah, I think when it's like super big or super awesome or whatever the hell, you got to say the word twice. Extra Extra. Yeah, I'm extra extra. Yeah, my situations are extra extra. So I don't think it's a read all about it. I just need you to listen up and check this out, right? So I was going to call the episode Butter My Biscuit, and I started, and my daughter called and messed it up and messed up the recording. I had to stop everything and turn everything off. And I went back and listened because I was going to start back. And it was just so nasty. And I was like, you can't put that out there. You can't be talking like that to people. They're going to be like, this girl just, she just all kinds of foul and nasty. And, you know, I'm trying not to make every episode just nasty because, you know, I'll get that stigma of being that girl. I kind of am, but, you know, I think nasty is good. But, oh my God. On the extra, extra trip. So I had a friend hit me up about, he was listening to some of the episodes, and he said, you know, you talk a lot about married men messing around. I said, I just know a lot of y'all that do. And I don't know if at some point that was the wavelength I was on, because I seemed like that's what I attracted. And he was like, so would you say you're an expert with that? I said, no. I say I'm somebody who made mistakes, lots of them. And, you know, it's just something in your past. And you have to make sure it's in your past, because he was trying to make it in my future. No, sir. No. So the extra, extra with the butter my biscuits, he also mentioned some of the graphic stuff that I talked about sexually, and that got his attention. And I said, you need to get the fucking attention of the lady whose bills you pay. You don't pay mine, so I really don't care to get, you know, I don't need that attention. You want to get my attention? Cash App me. Shit. You want to get my phone number? Cash App me. Figure something out like that. You want to just, you know, let's just be real. That's how you can get my attention. Otherwise, I just got an issue. So then the other issue came up about, do you ever want to get married again? Do you ever want to do that? I have some blocks there. I really do. Like, marriage and slavery is like, I've never been a slave, but I think I have been real close to it. If not in another lifetime, then it was with that marriage thing. And if it wasn't, then I wasn't probably married to, I don't know, an alpha male. And I don't want to be married to an alpha male. I got a lot of issues. I got a whole bunch of them, a whole bag. And I'm on the fence with all of that stuff. So I was like, I don't know about none of that shit, to be honest with you. And then I said, you know what? Maybe if I married a guy and he truly understood the concept of I'm marrying my best friend, I'm marrying a partner, and we're going to do partnership shit, you know. It's not always him expecting me to cook, even though I love to. Don't get me wrong. I love being in the kitchen. It's my woman thing. I like that stuff. I like that stuff. I don't like cleaning. You know, if you hire a nanny, that's just more time for me to play with your dick. So, you know, I don't mean a nanny because I don't want no kids, but a maid or whatever. Yeah, a housekeeper. Get her, and yeah, it's more time for me to play with you. You know, that's how I look at that. I just can't stand cleaning. I like to shop. I think a lot of my shopping is because I be depressed. So, but anyway, again, I got off topic because he wants to know about this nasty side of me. And, you know, and then he was like talking about getting married because he's wanting to replace the one he got. But how you going to replace the one you got when you probably are the problem? You know, you can't be some sorry ass dude trying to replace your chick just because you think you could find you one that's nastier. But what you bring to the table? Don't you know, I have so many people asking about tantric sex. Because it's like they act like this is something new. Like literally, my first encounter with tantric sex was, oh my God, 20 some years ago. And it's not new. I was reading the books when I was younger. I've always been curious about sex. I've always wanted to have more technique. I mean, my daughter said, Mommy, you got some old sex DVDs and you got some old sex VCRs. Now, VCRs was not mine, okay? But anyway, you know, the VHS tapes or whatever. Anyway, we threw them away because I don't even got nothing to play that shit on. But back in the day, I was sitting watching. And, you know, the curiosity and the learn. Oh, so I tell you, speaking about curiosity and learning, y'all need to really talk to y'all little bitty kids about sex. I'm getting little bitty girls, like 12, 13, coming in there. They've already started having sex. And mamas is talking about putting them on birth control. I'm alarmed by that, but then I don't know why, because I do remember when I was in the sixth grade, there was a girl that had a baby and there was another girl that had some twins. So I shouldn't be alarmed. I shouldn't even be flinching like that. Like I'm, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes or some shit. I just know sixth grade just seems really, really young, but you know, to each their own. But yeah, talk to these babies, because the little girl was point blank about her shit. She's like, I'm just curious. And, you know, when they're curious like that, I'm not a counselor. I don't know what part of the psyche needs to be dug into to make them not curious about it. I just know that when they are curious, they're more than likely going to do it. So you don't want them to do it, then you might need to do something, you know, kind of slow their process down, because it's going to happen. It's going, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that was that. But talking about this married guy, and I'm not gonna say his name, cause he gonna call me after he hear this and try to, you know, girl, I was waiting for my name. I'm gonna cuss you out. Whatever. I wasn't gonna do you like that. I ain't gonna do you like that. You need to handle your business. So sitting over here trying to get into mine. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you can afford. You can't afford taking care of me and your wife. What the hell? That you know, that's the thing about most of these married men. They cheap. They got a wife over there that's living the lifestyle and don't fuck. And my whole thing to you is, if you run a business like that, you're an unproductive motherfucker. Because first of all, if she getting everything, then that's where you gonna have to give everything. How you gonna give unto me and she ain't gotta give you nothing? She in the house just chilling. All bills paid, all arrangements made. She got access to every damn thing, and then you wanna come and give me some 2-hour dick. Lord Jesus. Yeah, well. I had a moment, y'all. The bullshit just is real. You want to come around and play with me for 2 hours and then go back over yonder like you ain't did nothing. You know, you want to dictate my time and all kinds of shit. Man, I'm going to tell you. Fuck you. I know I said I was going to calm down the cussing. You know, I think cussing is a big thing in the South. Somebody else said, you know, we from the South, so we females cuss. But, you know, I'm going to tone that down, because I think it'd be catching people off guard. especially my future husband, my future partner. So, yeah, extra, hear all about it. I was talking about butter in my biscuit, and it was really about body fluids. And then I caught myself because some people really can't handle body fluids. Y'all are grossed out by it, but I'm gonna tell you, you want to get to tantric sex, you want to get to higher levels of sex, higher levels of intimacy, you want to get to having a spiritual sexual experience with your mate, you're gonna have to get over your body fluid fears. And I do mean all body fluids, all semen, cum, female ejaculation, spit, saliva, blood. You're going to get over all of them. I'm sure it's more shit than that, but you got to get over it. And if you can't, well, then you're probably not mature enough to be fucking. Not on that level. You just doing on, that basic shit. And I can't even say it's vanilla shit because vanilla sex is nasty. They do all kind of shit. They do fetishes and shit that you like, nah, I'm a pass. I'm a hard pass on that shit. Not even a soft pass. That's a hell no. They lost their damn mind. Hey, what? Did you see that? No, see, people be talking about vanilla sex. No, vanilla sex is, no, hell no. Hell no. That's using animals and all that other bullshit. We not even cool with none of that. I'm talking about just damn body fluids and you flinching and shit. And, you don't swallow. You don't want to this. You don't want it. And I'm going to just be real with you. If you got a problem with your body fluid, check yourself. You got a problem with his body fluid, check yourself. Who the fuck you messing with, man, if you can't get with it like that? Get to know that nigga first. Quit fucking on, quit doing them Tinder dates. Them, is it Tinder? I don't know what the sites is called. But quit doing them first date bombs. Quit doing that shit. Quit. Learn and get his last name. Find out what his credit rating is. I'm serious. You need to know his credit worthiness. It might show his, the way he acts in relationships. If he got a bad credit score, he probably sorry as hell in bed. Probably sorry individual as far as commitment. He can't commit to paying his fucking bills. So, just something to think about. Something to think about. But yeah, if you're afraid of body fluid, really need to check yourself. Like, what's wrong with you, chick? Who you laying down with? Somebody gonna make a damn song out of that, cause this society will take any damn thing and make a hook. When y'all hear it, I told you so. But yeah, ask yourself who the hell you laying down with if you can't, you can't explore body fluid. You can't skeet on nobody. And they don't want no skeet on you. And as soon as it's over, you jumping up, go wash your hair. Lay down there and bask in my damn sexiness. Lay there and bask in my feminineness. Get healed by my vagina. Yes, it'll heal you. It'll heal every ailment you ever had. If you hurting and limping after you fucking, something is wrong. Wrong. You doing it wrong. You doing it all the way wrong. It should be a healing experience. It should be an invigorating experience. It should have your ass high for like 2-3 days when you doing it right. And I'm not lying. I mean, just high. Just float your ass all the way back home. Just float. Mm-hmm. And then you float for a couple more days. You float while you're in the shower. You're like, damn, I feel like I just took some kind of sacred medicine. Hell yeah. I gave it to you. Duh. Sacred medicine. That's it. Right here between my legs. That's it. And that's the extra sacred medicine between my legs is what that is. And you know what? Hey, most grown people really understand that. And if you have a problem with that, it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm just telling you, it's time to open up your mind, probably your heart, your spirit, all of that. You want to know how? You can always sign up for my Sacred Charm School. It's called Sacred Charisma. It's a charm school. And when I tell you, we're covering some deep shit. We're uncovering stuff and we're unlocking parts of you as a woman that are absolutely amazing. And you just start falling in love with yourself. I changed the narrative from pretty woman to the source of beautiful. It is just awesome. But that's neither here nor there. But I will put this other piece out there. You do want to get into this next class next Tuesday. Yeah, because next Tuesday, we're going to cultivate softness. And we're going to make it purr. All right now. I might have to go ahead and talk about that next week on the next Zoom. But that is what Tanisha said.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.